Let's get more reaction to yesterday's release of the redacted Mueller report from Paul McNulty, president of Grove City College in Pennsylvania and former deputy attorney general under President George W. Bush. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
And the Trump administration is calling this redacted Mueller report an exoneration. How do you see it?
Well, I mean, I could see the basis for saying that in that the bottom line with regard to criminal conduct has been cleared in relation to the Russians' activities, and the combination of the Mueller findings of fact and the Department of Justice's conclusions about obstruction of law. So in that regard, the criminal issues that were in play have come to conclusions, and so that they can rightly make that statement.
If you were doing this report and you were compiling all of that evidence and found all of those contacts between Russians and people in the Trump campaign and all of the offers for dirt on Hillary Clinton and others and all of the basically acceptance of those offers from people connected to President Trump, would you have also come to the same conclusion that there was no crime?
Yeah, I think that the distinction that's been troubling and challenging for everybody is this: the distinction between coordination and criminal law. And the Mueller report does a good job of spelling out what would be in play if it was about criminal violations. And I think any prosecutor familiar with the criminal law and looking at these facts would reach the same conclusion that in relation to the elements of those crimes, this conduct just doesn't, you know, meet the standard necessary. There are other considerations about appropriateness, but when it comes to the specifics of criminal law, that's what the report deals with, and I think it deals with it thoroughly and appropriately.
On the issue of obstruction of justice, the quote from the report is, "If we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state." And it doesn't state that. So what do you make of that, the fact that Mueller left that issue of obstruction of justice as neither guilty nor innocent?
Right. Well, because that is a closer call, the obstruction of justice issue is clearly going to turn on this question of intent. And it also involves what, you know, a jury would conclude. That's one of the standards that is considered in the department's prosecutorial considerations. So clearly a close call, but I think when I look at it, I understand pretty well why the decision was made that it doesn't constitute a criminal violation, and it does go to this question of what was the intent of the president in relation to those various actions.
Well, it seems like another part of it is that there were 10 actions by the president that could have constituted obstruction of justice, but that people stopped him, basically, things that he wanted to do mm-hmm. to end the investigation, and the people around him stopped him. Does that make sense mm-hmm. that he attempted it, but it didn't work?
Well, there's attempt in the criminal nature of it all. And then there are these desires, these ideas, these interests in doing things. So again, you have to look at it from the perspective of, if this case was being prosecuted, what's the defense to it? And one defense would be to say, yeah, I had a conversation about taking that action, but in the end, that action wasn't taken. And is that enough to constitute even an attempt under the law? And I think the pretty clear answer on that is no, it falls short of attempt. Clearly, the report includes a number of actions that could have been problematic for the president, but that just didn't play out in the way that would have been worst case scenario in this situation.
You worked under William Barr when he was Attorney General the first time around under George H.W. Bush. What do you think of how he's conducted himself? A lot of Democrats have been saying that he's acting like he's a lawyer for the president, not the top lawyer for the United States.
Yeah. I actually think that those criticisms are unfounded. Bill Barr loves the Department of Justice. He has tremendous respect for the institution. And I think that when he commented yesterday, I think he was trying to communicate two things in particular. One, that the redactions were made by Mueller team and career prosecutors. And secondly, that with regard to this issue of obstruction of justice, people are going to look at that right away and form judgments. And I think he wanted to be able to reemphasize that there's a lot that goes into the question of the intent and why the department believed it wasn't the evidence didn't satisfy the legal standard.
Keeping in mind that you did work under Republican presidents, was there anything in this report that disturbed you?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, when we see reports of this nature, of course, this is very unusual, but you get a glimpse into the culture of the White House. And if there are some aspects of this that are very encouraging, individuals who made the right decisions, chose to do the right thing under difficult circumstances. But, you know, I have said all along that I think that the president should have let the special counsel do his investigation. And I think these actions that were designed to attack individuals along the way are very unsettling and concerning. And I think that in the end, we see that Bob Mueller did do his job the appropriate way.
That is Paul McNulty, who is president of Grove City College in Pennsylvania. He was the deputy attorney general under President George W. Bush. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.